Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
One of our friends is on the phone this morning who just so happens to be competing at Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are y'all?
Hey, good. We're doing all right. Good. So we have Miss Historic Batesville on the phone this morning who has already been awake and doing stuff this morning. Am I right?
Oh, yes. This morning was an early one. I got up around 4:45. We had a few media interviews for the Marketplace interview scholarship, and then we started rehearsal around 7, and I actually just walked off the stage to get to talk to y'all.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So what are you rehearsing this morning?
We are right now in the middle of rehearsing our opening number, and then we'll walk through our finale, and then all the girls who get to do talent tonight will get a chance to run through their talent.
Oh, so do you actually get to do that tonight?
I don't get to do talent tonight. Tonight is my swimsuit night.
Gotcha. Oh, my gosh. So yes. What's more nerve-wracking, the swimsuit or the talent?
Probably swimsuit, just because I've been dancing ever since I was 6. So I kind of know how to channel those nerves and make them not scary nerves, but more excited nerves.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm really excited to do my dance on Thursday. My order of competition actually is swimsuit tonight, and then tomorrow I will be competing in on-stage question and evening gown, and then Thursday will be my talent night.
Oh, my goodness. Did your dad have to approve your swimsuit?
No, he didn't. Actually, every contestant, applause and Rusty and Lori Hart, they provide our swimsuits for Miss Arkansas, which they're so generous to do that. So every contestant wears the same swimwear. And my dad is actually, it's not my dad that gets nervous about swimsuit, it's my mom.
Really?
My dad is such a fitness guru that he loves it. We work out together. He's all about that night. So this is probably his favorite night.
Yeah, we were talking at a basketball game earlier in the season. He was like, yeah, my alarm goes off. I go to the gym. He seems very dedicated to getting his workout on every day.
Extremely, extremely dedicated. He is one of the morning workout people, which I'm not. I would rather work out during the day. But he does. He gets up super early. He likes to get it in. So he's up and awake and ready for the rest of the day.
So this is a big week. Obviously, it's one of those weeks where you're going to make memories. I mean, you're making memories with friends and with colleagues. What's the most important thing to take out of Miss Arkansas Week?
Right. I think the biggest thing is to take the opportunities. You get so many opportunities, whether it's to prepare for the lifestyle and fitness portion where you're at the healthiest point in your life, or I get to dance. This is probably my last time to be able to dance on a stage.
Oh, wow.
Because I did just graduate from Arkansas State, and so dance team is over for me now. But I think the biggest opportunity that you get is just the communication skills, whether that's in private interview, whether it's on-stage question, or just talking to people throughout the week. You learn so many things about how to communicate with people from 3 years old all the way up until an 85-year-old veteran. So many communication skills that you learn throughout the week.
Miss Historic Batesville, Claudia Raffo, joins us on the phone this morning, live from Little Rock in Miss Arkansas. You mentioned three-year-olds. I've seen a bunch of contestants posting about young people that are down there to be a part of the pageant. Tell me what that's all about.
Okay, so we have a Diamond State Princess program. And I say princess, but there actually are a few princes as well. So they get to come the whole week, and they do fun activities throughout Little Rock. Two nights ago, we had a pajama party with them. Yesterday, they had their arrival ceremony and their crowning ceremony. We'll also have a pizza party later on during the week, so they get to kind of interact. It's meant as a mentor program, and they also get to walk on stage during our evening gown portion with us. And yeah. So it's just a fun way to kind of introduce children and parents to the Miss Arkansas Scholarship Pageant and have them be a little bit more familiar with it, and so they will have the opportunity to compete and to know just everything that goes on when they do get old enough.
So you mentioned the pizza party. Is this a pizza party where you actually eat, or you just look at the pizza?
Oh, no, I will be eating the pizza. I will definitely be eating the pizza.
So let's talk about your platform real quick, because I know it's something that you feel that's very close to your heart.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so my platform is actually New Life Saves Lives Umbilical Cord Donation, and it's meant to honor my grandmother, Harriet Holmes Raffo, who passed away when I was about 12, but 9 months earlier she had an experimental procedure using stem cells from umbilical cord blood. She wasn't able to find a donor through she needed a bone marrow transplant. She wasn't able to find a donor from a person. So doctors in Florida wanted to try this experimental procedure on her, and it extended her life 9 months and extended her time with us. And she actually died from pneumonia, not her cancer, which is a great thing to say. And so now I've been, through my years competing for Miss Arkansas, I just want to make it known throughout the state that it's free to donate your child's umbilical cord blood. We have a state-mandated cord blood bank right here in Little Rock. And so why wouldn't you do that and potentially save a life?
Claudia Raffo joins us on the phone this morning. A lot going on with Miss Arkansas coming up this weekend. Before we wrap up the phone call with you, though, David has five questions with Claudia Raffo. Are you ready to play?
Are you ready?
I'm ready to play. Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. David, the floor is yours now.
Here we go. All right. First question. I know we kind of talked about food a second ago. What is the first thing you plan to eat after the pageant is over?
Chocolate chip pizza from Pizza Inn.
Yes.
For the win. Yes.
My wife would totally agree with that.
Okay, so the next question, and I know you probably have to say baseball, but what would you say is your favorite sport besides baseball?
Besides baseball, I'll say basketball.
Okay. Okay. What was your first, or who was your first celebrity crush?
That's hard. Probably Liam Hemsworth.
Ooh, good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the last show you binged on Netflix?
Riverdale. I love Riverdale. Huge Riverdale fan.
Yep, that's a good show. And if we were to go through your phone right now, what music would surprise us the most?
I actually don't have I don't use Apple Music or anything, but I do have Pandora on my phone. I'm a huge Pandora person and probably the biggest Maroon 5 fan you'll ever meet in your life.
Maroon 5 is so good. Yes. Very good choice.
So my wife would totally bond with Claudia on pizza, the chocolate chip pizza, and Adam Levine.
That's it.
Hey, best of luck to you, and your family's awesome, and we just appreciate you guys always supporting us, and we hope you have just a great week in Miss Arkansas.
Well, thank you all so much. It was so good to get to talk with y'all.
All right. See you later, Claudia.
Bye.
All right, Claudia Raffo, live from Little Rock, Miss Arkansas coverage, presented by United Home Insurance and Simply Auto, thanks to them, and also sponsored by Air Choice One.
Brandon, Kelly, and David. 870-935-KFINE.